This I believe. Harry A. Bullis is chairman of the board and ex-president of General Mills. He followed the basic American tradition of rising to the top of his company by starting at the bottom. In recognition of his achievement in industry and service to the community, he has been awarded honorary doctorates by 4 universities and colleges. Here is Harry Bullis's creed.
What I believe is vitally important to me, because it determines what kind of a person I am. My belief affects my character and my peace of mind. I am vitally interested in what my belief does to my disposition, whether I am a happy man when I come down to the office, whether my secretaries, when I come in, will look at me and say to themselves, "Well, I guess we're going to have a good day," or whether they will say, "Well, I guess the old man is pretty tired and it's going to be a tough day." And I'm just as interested in how I deal with my own family at home. When I have a problem to solve, I take plenty of time to go all around it, look at it from all angles. Often I find that I cannot solve it alone. Then I pick out 1 or 2 interested people and talk to them about the problem. I always hold that group down to a very small number, and I choose people who can speak with authority on the subject involved, people in whose judgment I have confidence, and then I pray for guidance in reaching a solution. Having done all these things, I wrap up the problem, put it on the shelf, and try to forget all about it. The way I do that is to realize that I myself have done all I can toward solving the problem, and I'm going to put it up to God to show me some way, to give me a hunch or inspiration as to how to solve it. I have found by experience that when I simply do that, the solution always comes. Perhaps I can do that because it seems to me that God is my partner, or I am the partner of God, that God is walking beside me. If I can relax and not think that I am running the world or even managing all my job, if I can relax and let God help me out, in some way He is going to show me what to do. Having put the problem up to God, I watch for some sign during the next week or 10 days. It usually comes out of a clear sky when I am talking with someone, playing golf, taking a walk, or reading a book. All of a sudden, I know the answer. I have found when I follow that hunch and obey what I believe to be God's prompting, I have success in what I am trying to do. My mother taught me early in life that a man cannot depend on himself alone, that he needs strength beyond his own to help him make the right decisions and to carry them out. Perhaps that is why, to me, religion is such a vital and personal thing. It gives me peace of mind. Faith in God helps me to keep my mind flexible and tough. I am an optimist. I believe that men of goodwill, courage, and faith will blaze new paths of progress. My optimistic philosophy is not wishful thinking. In my belief in God, it has the toughest core any philosophy can possibly have. Against the pessimism which seems so fashionable today, I have the defense of the faith my mother taught me. Very simply, it is this. I believe that by prayer and by periods of listening silence, we can learn the will of God. In these periods, we can say with Samuel, "Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth."
They're the beliefs of Harry A. Bullis, a Minneapolis food manufacturer, whose confidence is based on years of practical experience.